Last week, we saw a low cattle market and a higher grain market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Last week, we saw a very volatile week across our cattle markets and a lot of uncertainty in both our live and feeder cattle markets.
Like you mentioned, it's been kind of a volatile week and mostly a down week so far. Cash cattle trading a little bit lower in the north, like $4 to $5 lower, or $4 to $5, $3 to $5, somewhere in that range than last week. I don't think it's really developed out yet. So, you know, so yeah, markets look a little bit bearish to me. Exports weren't great. Box beef stays very strong, though, and demand stays strong. I don't know if that's ever really going to be in question here. But, of course, we're still kind of reeling on those comments of President Trump that once the policies are all in place, beef prices will go down. Nobody knows what policies that means, or if we're going to open up the border to Brazilian beef, or are we going to open the Mexican border. That all seems kind of distant in the future. But the trade action feels heavy to me. It feels like we're just rallying back to find a downward trend in this market. But I could be totally wrong, but that's just kind of what the trade action looks like to me.
And that's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing. And even though weekly exports on that Thursday report last week were nothing really to brag about on both livestock and grain side, we still saw a fairly supported market all throughout the grains last week.
Yeah, nice day for the grain markets, really. Yeah, like you said, despite a little bit lackluster weekly export sales report. Probably the biggest news is that mid-morning here, it came out that China and the U.S. have had several phone conversations talking about setting up the framework for President Xi and President Trump to meet sometime mid to late October. I do still think this is kind of the framework to set up an actual trade agreement. It doesn't sound that way every day. It sounds like, you know, we're still fighting and blah, but it could be just that's a lot of smoke and mirrors in politics here. So that's good news. Now, does that mean China was in buying our beans? No, but it did get the soybean market to bounce off support yesterday, and like you said, close to 9 cents higher today. That's nice to see.
And with your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.